This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this episode, such as spoken text, opinions, and other material, are not affiliated with Stephen Michael or any other podcast. The opinions solely belong to an idiot named Hollywood who is barely educated, overly optimistic, and is basically wrong all the time. The content is not intended to be a substitute for the Grown Up Rock sanctioned podcast episodes, and any questions you may have about real music should be directed to basically anyone but the guy you're about to listen to. If the conversation here offends you, please write your congressman. No animals were harmed during the recording of this episode. Thank you.
You are listening to the Growing Up Rock podcast with Stephen Michael and Sunny Hollywood Pooney. Crank it up. Did you crank it up? Why not? What are you waiting for? This is why your wife is mad. If you don't even listen to me, you will never listen to her. You are hopeless. Take out the garbage. Tie your shoes. Lose some weight. Okay. Now crank it up.
What's up, people? Hollywood here with another episode of Wild Hair. From what we can tell, the listeners seem to enjoy the more music, less talk episodes every once in a while. Just like past Wild Hair episodes, the idea today is to reminisce a bit, share some stories, play some killer music, and basically be your DJ for the next 45 to 60 minutes. By the way, do me a personal favor and rate and review our episodes on podchaser.com. We love hearing the feedback, and a lot of times we make changes based on that feedback, so please do that for us. All right, here we go.
It's time for the Crank It Up New Music Spotlight.
For our Crank It Up Spotlight, we are going to go with a band called Viana. Stefano Viana is an Italian guitarist and songwriter who released his first album called Viana in 2017. Alessandro Del Vecchio, who's a staple in a lot of the melodic hard rock that Frontiers Records releases, not only was the vocalist on the first album, but also mixed and mastered this new album called Forever Free, which was released in January 2019. This new album has 10 tracks, all strong songs, no fillers, just great melodic hard rock music played with some passion and flair. The band is Stefano Viana on guitars, Brian Cole on lead vocals, he was also in Giant for a while. Anna Potralupi, who's on bass, who was in Hardline for a while. Adam Ernst on drums. Francesco Maras on guitar. And Pasquale India on keyboards. Even Winger's own John Roth plays lead guitar on three of the songs on the album. Give a listen to the song that's somewhere between Journey and Eclipse, as far as I'm concerned, called In the Name of Love.
Stop!
top 5/top 10 list type episodes are very interesting to do. We always build them as our 5 favorites of today or our 10 favorites of today because depending on the mood or time of year or whether you love your kids today or not, your top 5 of any band really changes. On episode 57, we revealed our top 5 Dokken songs. I've always loved Dokken, and it was tough to pick just 5, so here's one of my favorites that missed the list. Off of Dokken's best album, in my opinion, Back for the Attack, and if you don't agree with my opinion that it's the best, you are allowed to have your opinion, but you'd be wrong. Check out Lost Behind the Wall. When the sun
Everyone's got a rock and roll story to tell, and we want to hear yours. So go to our website at growinguprock.com. That's one word, G-R-O-W-I-N-U-P-R-O-C-K.com. Or visit us on our Facebook page at Growing Up Rock and tell us all about it.
Story time. It's an interesting story, but the first real, oh my God, I just did air quotes that you didn't see. That was weird. But anyway, the first real podcast episode that Steven and I did together was not on Growing Up Rock. It was actually on a podcast called Rock and or Roll, episode 187, No Shame 8. Both Steven and I had set up with host BJ Cramp, by the way, one of the nicest guys in the podcasting world, to be on an episode. BJ asked us separately if we wouldn't mind that a third joined in, and it just so happened that it ended up being the future Growing Up Rock hosts. BJ had no idea that Steven and I had just met a few weeks earlier and planned on starting a podcast. I'm not an overly religious man, but the Lord does work in mysterious ways. Anyway, to this date, it's one of the funnest episodes I've done. Since the whole premise of No Shame is to play songs that others may be ashamed to say they like, and since I promised a ballad on every Wild Hair episode, here is a sappy, stupendous, beautiful ballad by the supergroup Mr. Big called Anything For You. I love Eric Martin's voice.
Help me burning out with
Okay, so let's talk about a Canadian band called Slick Toxic. They were around for 7 years between 1988 and 1994. From the perspective on music that just kind of got lost in the early 90s, Doing the Nasty is the debut album that was released in 1992. The album reached number 61 in Canada and was certified gold there. The band is Nick Walsh on vocals, Rob Bruce on guitar, Kevin Gale on guitar, Pat Haworth on bass, and Neil Busby on drums. By the Fireside, White Lies, Black Truth, and Sweet Asylum were all released as singles. The album won the 1993 Juno Award for Best Rock Album of the Year, and at the 1992 Much Music Video Awards, this video was the People's Choice Award for Best Video of the Year and also won Best Metal Video Awards. From Doing the Nasty, here is Slick Toxic performing an awesome song called Hell of a Time. Every once in a while, Stephen and I get the chance to join other podcasts, even though now we have our own, And although Steven says he doesn't get as many invites as me, whatever, he gets plenty of chances. Anyways, on episode 77, Steve joined our friends at Ages of Rock to discuss Ozzy's Big Three guitarists. Bill, Dennis, and Alan are great friends and have an outstanding podcast. Frankly, they've interviewed some of the folks that we wish we could have gotten on Growing Up Rock. It's kind of weird because there's quite a few music podcasts that do interviews, so we're always kind of pining for the same people and trying not to repeat the interview questions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and have some great conversations. Anyways, I know that Steven likes the classics, so Steven, just for you, here's a little gem off of 1987's tribute to Randy Rhoads, and Randy absolutely rips on this song called Believer.
Oh,
The themed episodes we do on Growing Up Rock are always fun also, especially when we get a bit crazy. Episode 39, Girl Gone Bad, was about how guys love women who are a little crazy, a little wild, can be a bit mean-spirited, just a little naughty, can throw a punch when required and necessary. And I'll stop because I'm trying to keep this a family show. Give a listen to the episode for the full conversation. Again, it was episode 39. In the spirit of bad girls everywhere, here is a little ditty from a Philadelphia band from the 1980s called Tangier. Tangier was around for about 8 years, released 3 albums, and then disbanded. A band worth your time, and this song has a Cinderella blues rock feel from 1987's Four Winds. Check out the appropriately titled Bad Girl. One of my favorite top 10 bands of all time is Iron Maiden. What's not to love? Great vocals, incredible songwriting, live performances that always blow you away, a killer mascot, basically all is super cool in Maidenland. However, just like the Kiss Army, who can be divided at times, i.e. Tommy and Eric in the Spaceman Catman makeup, not playing deep tracks, Paul supposedly lip-syncing, Maiden fans can be similar when discussing Paul Di'Anno or Blaze Bailey's singing attributes, or what's more commercial and synth-sounding than the 86 Somewhere in Time record, whatever. My two cents, Paul and Blaze can't hold a candle to Bruce Dickinson's voice, and I absolutely love Somewhere in Time. So here's a deep cut off that record called Stranger in a Strange Land.
We'll be right back.
Like I mentioned before, when doing a podcast, you're always constantly looking for ideas and interviews. We at Growing Up Rock want to get the best interviews we can, and that's why we're always hounding you to give us a review on iTunes or rate and review an episode on Podchaser, etc., because those types of engagements lead to bigger and better interviews. One of our biggest gets so far has been Steve Stevens. Steven had the opportunity to interview Steve Stevens on episode 43. Honestly, I didn't realize how much Stevens had been involved in. I thought his gig was pretty much Billy Idol and that's it. Boy, was I wrong. He's talented, humble, and was so gracious with his time. Have you ever heard of the Atomic Playboys? That was the band he started when first leaving Billy Idol in 1987. Named by Steve Stevens and labeled as an expensive hobby, I did the air quotes thing again, here are the Atomic Playboys with a song called, what else? Atomic Playboys. I'm still not quite too sure what a radioactive Romeo is, but it's a great song, so check it out.
The bomb will not start a chain reaction in the water, converting it all to gas, letting all the ships on all the oceans drop down to the bottom. It will not blow out the bottom of the sea and let all the water run down the hole. It will not destroy gravity. I am not an atomic playboy.
We'll be right back.
Like I shared before, I sometimes get the opportunity to be on other amazing podcasts too. We've made a ton of new friends this way and love getting the chance to hang out with them and talk music. Honestly, at being 50-somethings now, both Steven and I make new friends, and we've got some interesting personality traits, so it's sometimes hard to make new friends. It's amazing that we meet these people. On episode 28 of the Potter Than Hell podcast, called the Bay Area Earthshakers, we discussed all things Y&T. Steve Wright, BC, BB, and Dylan Wright are awesome guys, have interesting rock conversations, do a bunch of interviews, pick a bunch of stuff that's out of their own format. I guess I do that too on Growing Up Rock. But anyway, give them a chance. So let's talk Y&T for a second. I just saw them for the 47th time. Yes, 47th time. Most of the time, if someone says they don't like a certain band, I use my wife's quote, "You do you, boo." But if you deem yourself to be a rock and roll fan and you don't really know Y&T, for example, all you think Y&T is Summertime Girls, which drives me absolutely crazy, then I challenge you to listen to the album Black Tiger, A Mean Streak from front to back and then make a decision on whether or not you like Y&T. Now, if you listen to Black Tiger or Mean Streak front to back and you don't like anything about Y&T, you connect with me and I will state a public apology to you for wasting your time. Let's play something off of 1983's Mean Streak, Hang 'Em High.
Silence with my screams, like a tiger.
It's time for your historic moment on Growing Up Rock.
For the historic moment, we are going to go to a band called Classic 78. Close your eyes, spin their music, and the tunes are dead ringers for Kiss circa 1975 to 1977. The vocals, whether it's Paul, Gene, Ace, or Peter, are great, dead on, sound just like them, really. And Fraley's sloppilicious playing, word coined by me to explain Ace's guitar style, is dead on, and the overall songwriting is Kiss-style simple, but awesome. We had the chance to interview both Tom and Joe on episodes 2 and 35, so check out those interviews. Here's a kick-ass tune from Classic 78's second EP called Jendel. So that's it. Another Wild Hair episode in the books. Thanks for being a loyal listener and allowing us to be in your ears each week. As always, I want to give my partner in crime a big shout out. Stephen Michael, you are the man. Thanks for doing all the heavy lifting for the podcast. As per the Growing Up Rock tradition, I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here. Later.
Get ready to shuffle, rattle, and roll. Play us out, boys. Please make sure you subscribe to our podcast, Growing Up Rock, and leave us a review on iTunes. Give us a like and leave us a comment on Facebook at Growing Up Rock.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.